a mountain, I'll cross over. I cannot see the other side. Will it be home or just another mountain to climb? I can't decide. Fortunately, I'll climb with a friend, one who would carry me on to the end. There is a mountain I'll cross over. Fortunately, I'll cross with a friend. There is an ocean I'll sail over. I cannot read the coming tide. Will it be still or stormy weather? When will I reach the other side? Fortunately, I'll sail with a friend, one who will ride with me on to the end. There is an ocean I'll sail over.
I gotta cross over. There is a mountain that I gotta cross over. There is a mountain that I gotta cross over. There is a mountain that I gotta cross over. There is a mountain I'll cross over. I cannot see the other side.
This is House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church. I'm Paul Miller, and welcome. Here's One Accord.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in God in the valley.
message clip from Mel Lorenz.
I will draw all people to myself. And there we have a God, a real God. About God about whom you and I could say, that's the God for me. I got to tell you, I didn't come up with that phrase on my own. I heard it in a sermon years ago, and it just stuck. It's like an arrow in my heart. It was a sermon by John Stott. Let me quote it here. He said, I could never myself believe in God if it were not for the cross. The only God I believe in is the one Nietzsche ridiculed as God on the cross. In the real world of pain, how could one worship a God who is immune to it? I have entered many Buddhist temples in different Asian countries and stood respectfully before the statue of the Buddha, his legs crossed, arms folded, eyes closed, the ghost of a smile playing round his mouth, a remote look on his face, detached from the agonies of the world. But each time after a while, I have had to turn away. And in imagination, I have turned instead to that lonely, twisted, tortured figure on the cross, nails through his hands and feet, back lacerated, limbs wrenched, brow bleeding from thorn pricks, mouth dry and intolerably thirsty, plunged in God-forsaken darkness. That's the God for me.
Love and grace makes real the gospel message. Love and grace takes all the shame away. Love and grace breaks the heavy chains of bondage. Gives every hurting heart a resting place. Love and grace sings a happy song of praises. Love and grace seems to brighten up the day. Love and grace brings us up to heavenly places. Just to know the debt's been paid, the heaven's on the way. Makes the world a better place, love and grace.
The woman was surrounded by accusers. Every man was picking up a stone. Standing there in pride and pointing fingers, claiming that her right to life was gone. Jesus made his way and knelt between them, writing freedom's message in the sand. When he reminded them there's not a man without sin, you could see her start to smile again.
Love and grace makes real the gospel message. Love and grace takes all the shame away. Love and grace breaks the heavy chains of bondage. Gives every hurting heart a resting place. Love and grace sings a happy song of praises. Love and grace seems to brighten up the day. Love and grace brings us up to heavenly places. Just to know the debt's been paid, the heaven's on the way. Makes the world a better place, love and grace.
Every day we represent the Master, with the chance to show his love within our hearts. By showing grace to a struggling brother, we give the one who fell another start. Knowing there is no one great among us, no one who should dare pick up a stone. If we're gonna win this world to Jesus, it'll be by love and grace alone.
Love and grace makes real the gospel message. Love and grace takes all the shame away. Love and grace breaks the heavy chains of bondage. Gives every hurting heart.
everlasting praise. Love and grace sings a happy song of praises. Love and grace seems to brighten up the day. Love and grace brings us up to heavenly places. Just to know the debt's been paid, heaven's on the way. Makes the world a better place, love and grace. Just to know the debt's been paid, and heaven's on the way. Makes the world a better place, love and grace. Love and grace, so faithful for love and grace.
This is House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church. Check our website at riversideministries.com. And I'm Paul Miller, and glad that you've joined us today. Here's the Cumberland Quartet. As we close out today in House of Praise, there is still forgiveness at the cross.
The first prayer of forgiveness was offered there on Calvary's hill, when Jesus prayed, "Father, please forgive them." And from that moment it's been the place where God extends unending grace. From time to time I find that I go back again. There is still forgiveness at the cross. There is still redemption for the lost. There are sins I washed away by the blood he shed that day. There is still forgiveness at the cross. It has stood through the ages, a symbol of great sacrifice, a refuge for the hurting and the lonely. And it has witnessed the doubts and fears of generations through the years. But even now there's healing power at Jesus' feet. There is still forgiveness at the cross. There is still redemption for the lost. There are sins I washed away by the blood he shed that day. There is still forgiveness at the cross. Sins are